It's time for Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. And now, here's Will Hampton.
And welcome to Catholic Sports Weekly, the show underwritten in part by AAA Roofing Company. For more information on them, AAARoofingCompany.com, and also 21ology.com, website development marketing consultant, 21ology.com. Well, here we go, sports fans. High school football sectionals get underway this Friday night. Who's your team? Who do you want to see? Who can win it all? I don't know. There's we had Lance Scheib on last week, and he was talking about how Pioneer may be almost unbeatable in 1A. We'll see. No one's unbeatable, right? And then in 6A, Warren Central looks really stout. So we'll be watching both those teams along with all of our Catholic schools. And what's their schedule? Well, in 2A, sectional draw, Cecina. Ott Hurley's had a heck of a year this year. They are 8-1 going into the sectional first round. They host Centerville. Sectional 29 in 3A, Chittard plays at Ritter. So those two local schools go head-to-head right away this Friday night. Sectional 26, also in 3A, Crawfordsville at Guerin Catholic. And Brebeuf Jesuit, they're having a great year. They were talking the other night about this Brebeuf team could win a state championship. They're in a 3A draw. They're 7-2. They host Southmont in the first round on Friday night. And in 5A, Roncalli gets a bye in the first week, and they get the winner of Plainfield and Cathedral. Speaking of Cathedral, the girls' soccer team is heading to the semi-state. They won the regional 3-1 over New Powell last week, and they play Evansville Memorial this Saturday for the semi-state. Now, Memorial's a good team. They're 18-3. They've won 10 straight, but that's no problem for the Irish. Let's say hi to the head coach, Coach Mark Behringer. Coach, thank you for joining us here on Catholic Sports Weekly, and congratulations on your team's success this year.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure.
Yeah, and this is a neat opportunity for your girls. We were kind of looking at some of the stats, and it's been a while since you guys won a regional. Back 2010 was the last one, and then of course, most recently, just this last Saturday. I imagine the girls are extremely excited. How are they doing this week, trying to focus on school?
They're really doing well. I'm sure that it's a challenge to focus on school when they've got something so exciting waiting for them towards the end of the week. But they're all really, really fine students. As a matter of fact, the roster, the state roster for this team has a combined GPA of a 3.99 on a 4 scale. So I really don't get that concerned.
No, I imagine you don't. I imagine you don't at all. Well, you've taught them well. And the school, of course, Cathedral, we all know it well. And the kids are focused, obviously. Tell me about the regional championship, the 3-1 win over New Powell. Obviously, that's a pretty good day as far as getting the ball in the net. Three points is good.
It was. It was a really good day. We had to play two matches on Saturday. The first one, we played a very good South Dearborn team, and that match actually was 0-0 all the way through 80 minutes, and we had to go to overtime, where we were able to score a goal off a corner kick, and that put us through to the final in the evening. And it's really sort of a tough challenge, unfortunately, in the state of Indiana. We'll still play two matches in a single day when really, from a physical standpoint, that's a little much to ask of these young players. But the girls came out and had their mindset in the right place, just like anything else, Will, in life, your mindset, your spirit, if you will, is primary. And if you've got that right, you give yourself a pretty good chance at just about anything. So the girls were able to overcome the physical hurdle and really play particularly well in the evening. I would say that they played better in the evening match than they did in the morning match.
What kind of time was there between games? Did you have about 4 hours or a little more than that?
Well, we played at 10 o'clock in the morning. Okay. And so we were finished right around noontime. And then the final was at 7 o'clock. So we were back out on the field at 6. So we had about 6 hours from the time that we left the New Pal facility until we arrived back. And we just got the girls a little bit of food, and we brought them back over here to Cathedral to hang out together. They watched movies. They caught some naps. And just kind of try to keep the family together.
Yeah, I know. And I know I've got kids who have all played sports. My boys, you know, football and baseball. My daughter, a lot of softball. And same kind of thing in those sports, especially during the travel season. You may play 7 games in a day if you're a softball player. And you have that opportunity to have the camaraderie. That helps your team so much, doesn't it? To just have a moment to kind of sit and maybe watch a movie and relax and talk. And it's amazing how they grow as friends during that downtime, isn't it?
It's very important. Here at Cathedral, we are sponsored by Holy Cross, and we've got core values, and one of those core values is family. And here we talk about that as sort of the spirit that unites us, like you're talking about, our hearts and minds and joys and sorrows. And that happens by spending time together and getting to know one another. And so I absolutely concur with what you're saying regarding the importance of the relationships. We really drive that home here at Cathedral High School, that really the other core value that we are really focused on in the athletic department and specifically in the girls' soccer team is excellence, of course. And whatever we do, we want to do it well. But when you couple excellence, both individually and as a team, with this other value of family, it's going to lead to success in a lot of ways. And that may not be the score on the scoreboard. There are other things in life that are more important than winning games or matches. And we make sure that the young people here are learning that as they go through the school.
Yeah, we're talking with Mark Behringer. He's the head coach of the Cathedral girls soccer team. They are headed to the semi-state. They've won the regional. They play Evansville Memorial this weekend. You talked about the spirit and that is Cathedral. What I love, you know, when you meet someone who went to Cathedral, you're an alum, you went to Cathedral, there's a connection that is almost uncanny and hard to connect with other schools. I mean, there's something that just, it's the spirit, isn't it, of the school and how you guys are taught there and how you grow and how you learn together. You, like you said, the highs and the lows and the peaks and the valleys and all that. And it really connects you for life, doesn't it?
It does, actually. One of our taglines is lifelong connections. Mm-hmm. And that's really what you just made a really nice testament to, is that it is true. When you run across, when I run across older alums, my father, for instance, graduated from Cathedral High School down at 14th and Meridian Street. Wow. And hearing the stories of the Holy Cross brothers that were there and teaching at the time, and really just pulling forward, you know, into the new era where now it came up to 56th Street here, and we're not an all-boys school anymore. And just the stories and all of the spirit that is really, obviously, the spirit of God, the Holy Spirit that we truly believe in a unique way is here with us at Cathedral High School, and that it's carried forward from the time that the brothers were here until we moved out here at 56th Street, and we're still very much in the Holy Cross tradition, and it connects everybody. There are all kinds of stories that fly around whenever you meet somebody who graduated from Cathedral.
Yeah, you better believe it. Mark Behringer, head coach, girls soccer. 23 years now you've been coaching there. And what's different about this year's team? You guys won a state championship, I think, back in 07 and 09, I think, if I'm correct. You guys have won it a couple times, and you last won the regional in 2010. Why this team this year now? Well, why is this team on the doorstep again?
Wow. If I actually knew a formula, I'd try to use it every year. But this year's team, I think, is special in that it's heavily juniors and seniors. This is the most veteran team that I've ever had, and including 12 seniors. Wow. And the teams that I've had in the past and the team this year, really define success according to senior leadership on the team. And this group of seniors have been as good as any group that I've had in 23 years. So really what I'd say is I've got a really talented group of soccer players. I've got an older group, and I've got seniors that are doing a heck of a job leading the way.
Mm-hmm. Is this Memorial team obviously very good? I think they're ranked third in the state, and I think they get votes for national rankings and all that, and they're a really, really good soccer team. You guys, you know, as you guys are too, what's kind of the, you know, the lay of the land? What's the scouting report? What are you guys going to have to do? Are they a fast team? Is that going to be the maybe a problem? I don't know. What is it?
Yeah, well, there are a lot of things. First, they are an experienced and a competent team. They are the defending 2A state champions from last year. And this year, they are the number one ranked team in 2A and have been all season long.
Okay.
They play a fantastic schedule against 3A teams, as we do. They have a very strong group of players that play for really good club teams down in southern Indiana in Evansville. And they've got a great coach. Angie Lensing is experienced. She does a really fine job year in and year out with the group. This group in particular for her is very physical. They've got a couple of players in particular that are, as you were saying, very athletic in the attack. That we're going to have to be careful of. We're going to have to pay attention, and we're going to have to defend very well as a team if we're going to do the job we need to do defensively. And then attacking-wise, we've got to try to create opportunities and finish the ones that we get. In the tournament, you know, we're finally to a point where we're going to be the underdog, where going into each game, previously, you know, we were supposed to win, and that's kind of a tough role to play. So we might have a little pressure off of us, and we're going to take our shot.
Yeah, Mark Beringer, head coach, Carmel Girls Soccer, or not Carmel, Cathedral. Did I say Carmel? I hope I haven't said that before. Have I? I was like, okay.
I don't think so.
Cathedral, and you guys are getting ready to go this week. Real quickly, how do you handle this week as far as getting ready? And you just, like you said, focus on school. That's amazing, 3.99 team GPA. Just focus on what you have to do in classroom and go to work on Saturday, right?
Oh, we do. The girls will do fine work in the classroom, and then in the afternoons we'll get together. We gave them yesterday off as a reward for their victory, and it also gave the coaches some time to do some research, come up with some game planning. Today and tomorrow and Thursday, we'll start to work really hard again, get the girls ready physically for what we need them to do, tactically what we need them to do, so that they're really confident of our game plan going in on Saturday. We'll travel on Friday so that we don't have to travel on match day Saturday. We'll head down there on Friday, get there, stay overnight, and just try to take it easy and have the girls ready to go at match time on Saturday.
Well, go get them. Have fun. Enjoy it, right? Enjoy the journey. As you well know, that's an important part of this ride, is the
Absolutely.
Journey. It'll last a lifetime regardless of what happens down on the field.
We preach it to the girls. We tell them it's a beautiful day. Take a look around, ladies. Don't miss what's happening right now just because you're waiting for the result.
That's great.
It's very much about the journey, because it's very much about the relationships. The relationships that we have with our Heavenly Father and with the Trinity, and then with each other as a result of that. So that's really our focus, and all the other success that we have is just sort of blessings bestowed upon us. So we're very happy to be where we are. We're looking forward to the challenge Saturday.
All right. Well said. Mark Beringer, head coach of Cathedral Girls, as they take on Memorial, Evansville Memorial, in the girls' state semi-state tournament. Coach, go get them. God bless you.
Thanks, Will.
All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll continue this week's edition of Catholic Sports Weekly.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten by AAA Roofing Company, where they offer full-service professional roofing, including repairs and maintenance. They're a fourth-generation, family-owned business, equipped, trained, and uniquely qualified to serve your roofing needs. Using a professional roofer protects your roof and your building investment. Information about AAA Roofing is available at 317-635-2928 or at www.aaaroofingcompany.com.
Welcome back to Catholic Sports Weekly, the show underwritten in part by AAA Roofing Company and Elam USA, Environmental Consultants, ELAMUSA.com. Welcome back. Let's talk real quickly some college football. How about your Irish? Notre Dame 7-0, now fourth in the national picture of the national championship playoff show. Right now the top four, Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson, and Notre Dame. And really the Irish don't play another ranked opponent this season. They're in a position to make a run for the national championship. Marion has won two straight, well, shutouts. They win again, 55-0 over Taylor last week. Homecoming this week on campus. They host Concordia, 1:05 kickoff, and you want to get there early because it's Sister Norma Bobblehead Day at Marion University on Saturday. And how about your Colts? They got to win. They got to win this Sunday. They host Buffalo. Colts are 1-5. Against a 2-4 Bills team that is just struggling scoring the ball. They can't get in the end zone, so this is one the Colts should be able to get. Let's say hi to my good friend Todd Mello. Welcome to Catholic Sports Weekly, Todd.
Thank you, Will. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I know you're a college football fan. How about those Marion Knights? They just keep doing it, don't they?
They do. It's got a great program, and they've done it in short order, really. I mean, think about when they started their program and how successful they've been up until now. It's been incredible. It gives kind of hope for the Indiana Wesleyan folks to start their program. I think they're 5-1, so they can continue to model what Marion has done, and I think they'll be successful there in Marion as well.
Oh, I think they will be too up there. It's interesting though, this year the folks at Marion were quick to point out that they were supposed to play Indiana Wesleyan this year, but Indiana Wesleyan decided not to. They said,
smart decision.
It was probably a very smart decision. He said, let's wait at least one more year before we take on the Knights.
Absolutely. My son goes to Taylor University, and they scheduled Marion for homecoming last weekend. I'm like, what? You're supposed to schedule, you know, the weaker opponents on homecoming, not get destroyed like 54-0.
I tell you, they I love what Taylor's doing up there. I love their athletic facilities, and I love just the program. It's a neat place. I imagine a great place to go to school up there.
Yeah, he's enjoying it. He really loves it.
Has he put on weight going to Ivanhoe's too much though?
Well, he'd already put on weight, so I think he's losing weight because he's working out with his buddy 3 days a week, which is great. So.
Yeah, there you go. Well, the reason why we had you on, you've got another new venture. A lot of people know Todd. If you know Todd Mello, you know you're always doing something new. You're a creator. You're an innovator. And now this thing is called Beyond This. And you have a website, Beyond, B-E-Y-O-N-D, this, T-H-I-S, .net. So beyondthis.net. Now, tell me what this new venture is all about, Todd.
Well, actually, I've been teaching the class for the last 5 years, Will, at Horizon Christian School, and about 2 years ago, I decided to expand it into other schools because we've been seeing such incredible results, you know, as a result of it. And so what we do, and actually what I decided also is expanded at, you know, at a younger age because I was teaching high school seniors, and I realized for about 30% of them, it was just too late in terms of helping them determine what they want to do when they leave high school. And so we've written curriculum all the way down to sixth grade. We're actually working on curriculum third, fourth, and fifth grade as well. So eventually we'll have 10 years of curriculum helping students know who they are, first of all, who they are in Christ. The self-awareness piece of what we do is so critical to that because so many of the students are just walking around lost to knowing who they are in Christ. I mean, well, I've spent, like I said, the last 5 years helping students, and when I ask them the question, "Who are you?" and if Jesus was sitting in this chair next to you, what would he say about you? And the concern that I have is most of these kids have no idea what he would say about them, and these kids have spent a lot of years in Catholic schools, Christian schools, you know, public schools. It doesn't matter. Because their identity has been, they're seeking their identity in the wrong places. And so we have a measurement tool, it's a behavior assessment that measure self-awareness, managing emotions, coachability, apprehension, tension, leadership, self-direction, 21 different attributes. And then our curriculum lines up exactly with the behavior assessment, so we can actually see how you're doing in each one of these categories and help them, you know, in purpose and passion and those kind of things. So it's been remarkable to see. And we've expanded into other schools. We're at Cathedral now. We're at Westfield High School. All 700 of their freshmen are taking the assessment. We're in, what do you call it, Columbus Christian High School. We're in Gulf Shores, Alabama, and a school called South Baldwin Christian Academy. So, you know, God's really blessing it, and there's a huge need for it.
Well, we just had Mark Behringer, who's the head coach of the Cathedral girls soccer team, on the first part of this show, and they're going to the Seminole State this week, and they've got it in line as far as their faith. They're a program that has a 3.99 team GPA. Unbelievable.
That's amazing.
But they're connected. How does this work, what you're doing, in conjunction with their faith that they already have? Are they kids that have to have a strong faith first, or are you trying to help them find that faith, or how does it work together?
Actually, a little bit of both. You know, all those things. We help them find their faith, but then we also help them get mature in their faith. I had a student, I won't tell you who it was, but a very high GPA at a very amazing, you know, school, high school here in Indianapolis. And this young lady had a 4.6 GPA, and when I asked her, you know, what self-awareness is, she had no idea, Will, no idea what the word self-awareness means. And that's not a knock on her or the school or anything else. We just don't talk like this.
No, we just
don't talk like these. And who you are is one of the most important questions that you can possibly answer about yourself. I mean, your spouse, right, or your future spouse, or your girlfriend, or your husband, or you know, employers are going to ask you, who are you? Tell me who you are. Well, I'm an accountant. That's not who you are. You're not an accountant. That's what you do for a living. But who you are is the most important question that we can possibly answer and ask and develop inside of us. Because if we know who we are, then all these other things about what we want to do in life, and, you know, how many kids we want to have, the job we want to have, the school we want to go to, that will all fall into place based on the most fundamental question, who you are.
Now, we're talking with Todd Mello. The website is beyondthis.net. What's on that website as far as if someone were to go to that? I know, I'm sure, an opportunity to donate to help your cause, but what else will they find on that website?
Well, what they'll find on the website is an opportunity to enroll in our curriculum and our program. And so you can do this by being self-led. So you can, you know, any student, mom, dad, whoever can sign up for their kids, and we also have adult programs too, can sign up and walk through the curriculum online, so it's all online. Or if you want to just take the assessment, you can just take the assessment. What we do is we sit down with each one, one-on-one, so it's not just a person, it's not personality-based, this is all behavior-based. And behaviors can change, personalities can't. So if you want to just take the assessment, you can take the assessment online, and then we sit down with those individuals one-on-one, and we talk to them about what the assessment means and what it's saying about this particular individual. Or they can, to your point, they can donate online, or they can sign up to do one-on-one sessions with our coaches. We have a number of life mentor coaches that actually sit down with them and go one-on-one with them for about 3 or 4 months.
Yeah. So, are you still doing the Friday coffee? What's that called?
Game Day Coffee.
Game Day Coffee. Absolutely. I couldn't think of it. How's that going? You still have your trailer?
It's going well. We've been at various high schools throughout central Indiana on Friday mornings with Channel 13, and then we also have been doing stuff on Friday nights and farmers markets. We're downtown a lot, you know, during the day, just interacting with people and parents and encouraging them to spend one-on-one time with their kids. And we've still partnered with the largest law firm in the country and helping, you know, execute that and develop deeper relationships with our kids.
Yeah. Well, you can give them a plug if you want to.
Oh, yeah, Cordell & Cordell. So they're an amazing law firm. So
wanted to let you give them a plug. You do so much for the youth and for people who are trying to seek their faith and find a way. And really, I think you come along at a great time. You've been doing this for a long time, different entities. But it seems like, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, in our society now, all what you're trying to do is okay again, isn't it? I mean, it just seems like there's been a shift where God is getting back in the workplace a little bit, back in our schools, back in our life. And isn't that special? Isn't that great?
It is, and I believe that's where the next revival is going to come, Will, is through our schools and through our work environments, no question. We spend so much time there, you know, doing it. And I know there's been lots of school shootings and things like that, but there are some amazing educators and some amazing students and who care about their faith, you know. And so we want to empower them and help them to you know, take the faith back into the schools. And I don't think it's ever going to happen at the Supreme Court you know, through the federal government or anything. It's going to have to happen through the you know, the students primarily, because the teachers have to even be careful, you know, in the public schools of what they say and do. So I think it's going to happen primarily through the students. And so we really have to come alongside of our young people and teach them what it means to be a follower of Christ. I mean, think about this, Will. 80% of the students who go to colleges are losing their faith by the time they leave college.
Yep.
Now, how sad is that?
Terrible.
It's because we have not done a very good job of equipping them before they go to college, helping them to defend their faith when they are up against, you know, some not just professors, but also, you know, students who question it, going, why do you believe that? Why do you go to church? Why do you do those things? Well, you know, I do it because it's important to me, and it's who I am.
Yeah. Well, thank you for what you do, and thank you just for keeping the faith and spreading the faith. That's what Todd Mello is all about, and I appreciate you.
I appreciate you, Will. Thanks so much for the opportunity to talk for a few minutes.
All right, beyondthis.net. That's where the people can go and get more information. Todd, God bless you, and good luck.
God bless you, Will. Thanks so much.
All right, we're taking a break. We're back with the last segment of Catholic Sports Weekly right after this.
You know us as Catholic Radio Indy, but we're so much more than just radio. We're a website, CatholicRadioIndy.org, with access to great Catholic resources, including podcasts of all our local programming, podcasts that have been downloaded from all 50 states and over 40 countries on 6 continents. Yes, we are Catholic Radio Indy, but thanks to your support, we're taking the gospel of Christ to the ends of the earth. Catholic Radio Indy and CatholicRadioIndy.org.
And again, thanks to our underwriters, AAA Roofing Company and 21ology.com. Special thanks to our guests, Todd Mello and Mark Behringer, both guys joining us this week on Catholic Sports Week. Thank you so very much for joining us. And hey, this weekend at Marion, don't forget, Sister Norma Bobblehead. And that'll just about do it for us today. I do appreciate you listening. I can't get away without saying happy anniversary to my wife. This Wednesday, we will celebrate 31 years. I don't feel old until I tell people how long I've been married. But happy anniversary, Becky. I love you. And thanks for listening to Catholic Sports Weekly.
You've been listening to Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. Join us each Tuesday and Friday afternoon here on Catholic Radio for Catholic Sports Weekly.